I mentally hug the world momently. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I mentally hug the world momently. Oh, how wonderful it is to mentally hug the world. How wonderful it is to surround the world with my arms, with my love, with my caring. Oh yes, I surround all the world with my caring. And because I surround the world with my caring, my world is a lovely place to be. My world is a wonderful place to live. My world is a happy place to exist. I surround my world momently. I mentally hug my world momently. I mentally hug my world momently by giving it all of my joyful thoughts. Now, I may live in a world where there are people who are disturbing, where there are people who are distressing, where there are people who are not towing the mark, being happy and joyful and wonderful. And if I live in a world like that, it's my choice. It's because in my heart, I have unhappy, undesirable, unpleasing thoughts. And really, that's true. So if I have anybody in my world who is not pleasing, it's in me first. If I wake up in the morning and I can feel any area of my body, I can feel my toes, or I can feel leg pain, or I can feel anything at all, the first thing I do, I mentally hug the world momently. I mentally hug my body momently. I say, "Hey, buddy, I love you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Yes, you're whole and perfect. I love you. I love you. I love you." And instantly, whatever was distressing me, disturbing me, or bothering me in any way disappears. You say, "Well, I wish that were so. Man, if that were so for me, I would do that all the time." Well, that's the biggest lie you've ever heard. If that were so for me, I'd do it all the time. What we do all the time is mentally ignore our body. All of the time, we mentally ignore our world. Mentally, we ignore everything because it's going along just fine. Really, everything is going along just fine. Mentally, you ignore it. Mentally, you pay no attention to it. Mentally, you just accept it as natural. It's a status quo. It's the way everything is. But then a little ache or a little pain comes along, a little recognition that something is not so perfect. Somebody tells you their problems. Somebody tells you their woes and their beguiles. And you say, "Okay, okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. I don't need that in my world." I mentally hug the world momently. It's all it takes is a moment hug. And when I mentally hug the world momently, all of the distress fades away. Truly, it takes practice to do this because we are accustomed to, when something comes to our attention, wow, do we give it attention. When there's an accident pending, we say, "Oh, be careful, be careful." We, instead of saying, "I wrap you in my pure white light of love and all is in divine order," and there it is. And lo and behold, all is in divine order and all is wrapped in your pure white light of love and there's no problem. But our tendency is to be alerted to the problem because it's coming up, and instead of taking charge of it, we give the problem the charge. We give the problem the attention. We give the problem the ability to be. And it is. Now, there are people in our world who are not pleasant. There are people in our world who choose to complain about life. who choose to complain about things. Now, they know perfectly well thoughts are things. They know perfectly well that every thought they have in their mind, in their heart, in their soul is going to manifest in their body and their life. They know this. Everyone knows it. It's not some secret. It's something well known by everybody. And whenever people have that in their heart and mind and soul, that's what they experience. Now, truly, what is it you and I want to experience? Can you take charge of the rest of the world? Can you take charge of what other people are doing? Can you take charge of what's going on here and there and everywhere? No, you can't. You can only take charge of what's going on in your thoughts. I can only take charge of what's going on in my thought system. I can only take charge of what's going on in my attitude, in what I look at in the world. That's all I can take charge of. And when my attitude is in balance and harmony and peace, when I hug myself mentally, I hug my world mentally, momently, it is done. It's just that quick. Just that quick. When you take your attention away from something that's disturbing you and put it on the truth about yourself, what happens? Balance. What happens? Harmony. What happens? Peace. Oh, you say, don't I wish? No, not a matter of don't you wish. It's a matter that it is so. It is so. That harmony, that balance, that peace, that's you. That's who you are. And how wonderful that is. I mentally hug the world momently. I get up in the morning and I hug the world. I say, what a wonderful world you are. And I don't really mean you are, because I am. What a wonderful world I am. What a wonderful world I have created about me. What a wonderful world I live in. How great it is to be who and what I am. And you know, that's all that matters, who and what I am. Because I am a happy fellow. I am a joyous person. I am a delighted person. I live in my peace and my harmony and my love and my joy in all that I am. And, oh, I am so peaceful. I am so delighted. I am so happy. That's all that makes the world go round. I mentally hug the world. And in that moment, all is put into right balance and peace and harmony. Now, if we're not accustomed to doing this, if we're not accustomed to being in charge of our positive world, our joyous world, our beneficial world, then it might seem to be a bit of a difficult thing to do. But if you are a person who wants to have your own way, wants to do your own thing, wants to go against whatever other people are doing, and then you go and you buy a car. And you buy your car and you say, wow, I got a car now. I can go anywhere I want and do anything I want, and I can just be free, a free spirit. That's what our teenagers think. At least that's what we thought when we were teenagers. Perhaps today's teenagers are far more sophisticated than we were when we were teenagers, and I believe that's probably true. Today, the teenagers realize if they want to drive, they must learn the rules of the road. They must learn courtesy, driver courtesy. They must learn all of the things that are so important. Now, when we were children, we didn't necessarily learn those things, but we observed those things by people we respected and loved, our parents. And we saw how our parents drove their car. We saw how our parents respected the other drivers on the road. We saw how our parents put causes in motion and received benefits. How our parents allowed other drivers to have the right of way. How our parents always taught us, you can have the right of way and you can be dead. but you can give up the right away and say, that's okay. Another minute, another second isn't going to make that much difference in my life. I'm at peace. I'm at peace. You can't shake my boat. And that's true. But now, today, many children are without parental guidance. They go through life learning experiences without the family. They learn experiences from their peers and from their teachers in school and from the world. And also they learn that they must follow the rules. They learn that if they want to keep their driver's license, they better keep it right. If they want to drive on the road, they must follow the courtesy that is demanded of good drivers. And in a way, the driving teachers in school are teaching a courtesy to the children, to the young people. They're teaching them how to drive lovingly, gently, and how always leave earlier than you need to get there, to give yourself plenty of time so that you can drive comfortably. Because you've always got time. The only thing you sometimes want to develop is courtesy. What you want to develop is an attitude. And that attitude is an attitude that makes you live in a healthy body, in a healthy world, in a healthy mind. I mentally hug the world, momently. I hug the world. If I'm driving down the road, I surround all the other drivers with my pure white light of love, my pure white light of love. I mentally hug them by surrounding them with my pure white light of love. And believe it or not, my way is clear before me. I say of myself, I am the absolute chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. I am the ideal chauffeur. And as I say, I am the ideal chauffeur, what does the ideal chauffeur do? He gives his passengers a very gentle, definite, purposeful ride. He does not shake them up. He does not jam on the brakes. He's not irritated by other drivers. He is driving alone. And he surrounds his car with his pure white light of love. And the ideal chauffeur surrounds everyone else with his pure white light of love. And he says, the way is open before me. And gently, smoothly, rapidly, professionally, the ideal chauffeur drives his car, whatever it may be. He drives his car smoothly down the road of life. How many chauffeurs, professional chauffeurs, do you read about or know about or ever hear about who have accidents? They drive professionally. Now, well, what about other people who are not driving professionally? The ideal chauffeur does not attract drivers in his world, her world, who drive unprofessionally. The ideal chauffeur attracts in his world only those drivers who drive professionally. We say it takes one to know one. Well, what does the ideal chauffeur do? He drives professionally, and everyone around him drives professionally too. The ideal chauffeur lives in a cadre, in a world, in a community of ideal chauffeurs. And the ideal chauffeur himself never becomes flustered or frustrated by what's going on in the world. He is the one who's in charge of what's going on in the world. He is the one who has determined what goes on in the world by his thought. His thought brings about other ideal chauffeurs in his world. And there are no unideal chauffeurs. All chauffeurs are ideal. I momently and I mentally hug the world. I mentally hug the world, and the world is hugged. And when I mentally hug the world, I can only see the world as supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's right. When I love the world, I can only see the world as a reflection of me. Oh, when I love the world, I can only see the world as a glorious, wonderful, fabulous place to be. And I am the happiest of guys ever to walk the planet Earth. Because I love me, and I love my world, and I love everybody in my world. And I love everybody in my world because they are lovable. They are fantastic. They are delightful. They are marvelous. They are me. I mentally hug the world every single moment of my life. I mentally hug the world every single moment of my life because the world is who I am. The world is my reflection. The world is every thought I think. I surround myself with the pure white light of love, and my world is surrounded by the pure white light of love. I surround every circumstance, every being, every automobile, every person with my pure white light of love. And no matter whether they're granny or a baby, or whether they're son or daughter or husband, wife, aunt and uncle, associate, whoever they may be in life, I surround them all with my pure white light of love. And I mentally hug the world. And momently, the world reflects in my life what I am. Join me in this wonderful love affair. And you mentally hug the world every moment of your life and say it is good and very good, just like I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.